God bless you. We are here one more time to talk about the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. This is to the glory of God and everything. Amen. The Bible says, let it be done to His glory.
Amen.
As a demonstration of His goodness. God is good.
Yes, He is.
Even when things may be a little bit off in our life, God is still good.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Amen. So it's always a good time to talk about the goodness of God.
Amen.
And we're going to do that right now. Amen. And we are in 2 Kings today. 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're just going to read verse number 1. And it says, "And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us."
Amen.
Amen. I like this, amen, because this is the men of God, the sons of the prophets, they come to Elijah, who is the man of God, and they say unto him, "Behold now, look now, you know, right now, this place is too straight or too small for us." Mm-hmm. And the verse before this, in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27, talks about Gehazi, who went behind Elijah's back and went to Naaman and told a lie, because Naaman had just gotten cleansed from his leprosy after Elisha had told him to go wash in the Jordan. And Naaman wanted to pay Elisha. And Elisha said, "No, I'm not taking anything from your hand, you know." But then Gehazi ran after Naaman, told a lie about, you know, that two visitors have come and he needed some money and some clothes for those visitors. And Naaman gave him money and clothes as Gehazi went and hid in his house. But Elisha knew it. And the leprosy that was on Naaman now came on Gehazi. And it says in verse 27, "And he, Gehazi, went out from his presence," out from Elisha's presence, "a leper as white as snow." And then the very next verse says, "Behold now," so it was like once this guy leaves, who doesn't have the same heart that the man of God has, doesn't have the same heart as the son of prophets have, because he's self-seeking. The minute he's gone, now the place is too small. Ministry started taking off because someone had to leave. So the goodness of God was being demonstrated here, but somebody had to leave first. And every now and then we have to do an inventory to see if we don't see the goodness of God. Because maybe, you know, we talk about the goodness of God every week, and it's there. God said, "I'm going to fill the whole earth with my glory, my revealed goodness." And some people say, "Well, I don't see it." And maybe I don't see it. Maybe you don't see it at a given time. But you know what? Instead of looking at God and say, "Where's your glory?" Sometimes we have to look at us and say, "Do I have someone in my circle? Am I doing something? Do I possess something that I shouldn't have, or that needs to be separated from me, so that I can now see you, so I can have a behold now."
Amen.
You know what I mean? Behold now, my house is too small. Right? Behold now, our church is too small. Behold now, my bank account is too small. I can't hold on to money I'm putting in there.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But instead of looking at God and say, "Where's your glory?" Maybe sometimes we got to look and say, do I have something that's a part of me that needs to be separated from me so I can get to a behold now?
And you said, you know, you said a part of me, you know, because up to now I've been thinking about people, or, you know, and it's good because we do need to separate ourselves from people.
Because
sometimes people don't have our heart. You know, they don't have our best interests at heart. And God's not going to bless a mess. He's, you know, get away from those people and then you'll see God's goodness in it. But you also said we have to move ourselves. What can we remove from ourselves, you know, that's hindering
us?
And that's where it has to start. It always has to start internally. But we always have to look at, okay, what am I doing? What am I not doing? Has God told me something to do that I haven't done? You know, so we look internally, and then God will speak and say, okay. And once we remove that thing, remove that unforgiveness, remove that bitterness, remove that disobedience, whatever it is that's coming from us, then maybe we'll see God's goodness in that situation. Amen. That we need His goodness in.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, God is good.
Right.
And He's always good.
Right.
And He's always revealing His goodness. So if we're not seeing it,
right,
there's something wrong. There's something off with us.
Right.
You know, it's not Him.
No. Never. It's not going to be Him.
Right.
And so, yeah, we do. You said it's a good word. Internal. And we have to look inside first, right?
Yeah.
And because God's an inside-out operator, you know.
Yeah.
He's inside, then, you know, you see the results outside. But we have to do that.
Right.
Because it could be us, you
right.
know. And then there are times when it is something external.
Yes.
You know. And sometimes it could be, I remember, you know, when I held on to a jacket that God told me to give away.
The infamous jacket.
Yeah, the houndstooth, man. That thing was nice. And it was new, too. I only wore it a handful of times. And we were bringing clothes to the Goodwill. And God said, give away that jacket. I'm like, huh? And so I didn't do it. But then, you know, I just couldn't get it. I had to come back. You remember?
Yeah.
I had to come back into the house to get
what
it.
What you doing?
But
right,
I had to get my jacket. But how many times if there's something like that and you hold on to it, that could be a blessing blocker. That could be something that blocks
wow.
the goodness of God coming into your life. Because as you just said, what did God tell you to do? Have you done it?
Right. Amen.
You know, maybe we need to go back to the last thing God told us to do and see whether we've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great place to start.
Yeah. Because if we haven't done it, we need to do it so that God can now take us to that next step, that next level. But, you know, if we're being disobedient to a mess, if we're being disobedient or, you know, we're not doing what we know we should be doing, we got to look at that. And we got to look forward to see if that's where we are, because that could be the thing that's hindering God's goodness from shining forth in our life.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it could certainly be like, you know, the disobedience.
Yep.
God is not, if God gave you an instruction, He's not going to give you another one until you do what He first told you to do. Right?
Line by line, precept by yes. precept, right?
Yeah, so that could certainly be, okay, why am God releasing this thing? He said He was going to give it to me. Yeah, and He says, I will give it to you
Amen.
When you do what I said to do. You know, so we certainly do have to look internally.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about, you know, the scripture you said earlier, Genesis, I don't know what you said about
yeah, Abraham and Lot.
Abraham and Lot.
Yeah.
There where you said that Abraham's blessing didn't come upon him until he was separated from Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're going to read the scripture.
Oh, sure.
But that's when the blessing came, when Lot was gone, then God said, okay, now I'm going to do this, that behold
yeah.
now thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, when you go back to look what God said, He said, get thee out from your country, your father's house, and from your kindred.
Yeah, separation.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I want you separate from your family. And He brought Lot with Him.
Yeah.
Lot never, Lot,
he was supposed to come
Lot's
in
his nephew. He said, get away from your family. And so, eventually, right, Lot's, you know, Lot was being blessed, Abraham was being blessed, or Abram, and the land was too small.
Right.
And the herdmen were fighting, and then, you know, Abram said, okay, we shouldn't fight. And Lot chose what he thought was the good land,
yeah.
and he walked
mm-hmm.
away. And so it's Genesis chapter 13, and Lot went toward Sodom and Gomorrah. And in verse 14, mm-hmm. I'll wait till you get there if you want.
Oh, you can read.
Okay. And in verse 14, it says, and the Lord said unto Abram, and this is important,
mm-hmm.
after that Lot was separated from him.
Yes.
Now God starts talking to Abram again.
Yes.
Now that Lot is separated from him.
Wow.
And we at least have to ask the question, is there someone who's currently in my life that I need to be separated from
yes.
in order for me to hear from God again?
Jesus.
Right, because now, okay, now Lot's gone. Okay, Abram, now I got something to say. And look what he said. Lift up now your eyes. It's funny
yeah.
how it's a now.
We
keep hearing now. After Lot was gone.
Now.
Lift up now your eyes. Now I can tell you something. Lift up your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you
yeah.
all this land. How come
yeah.
we didn't tell him that in the first place?
First place right.
Some things God's not going to tell us because we're not in position to receive it, because there's some things, some people, some habits, some this, some that, that maybe in our lives
right.
that we have to get separated from, the same way now Lot is separated from Abram.
Yeah.
And now God can speak to Abram and give him something prophetic. Now he can speak a word of life over him.
Yeah.
Because that person is separated. So it's worth examining.
Yeah. Amen.
And this is a family member.
Yeah.
Now don't go just kicking all your family members out your life. Amen.
Let God tell you.
Right. We're not saying that. Or yeah. getting rid of your friends and becoming, you know.
Yeah.
No, we're not saying that. But we also are not saying disregard
what God said.
The relationships you might have. It's worth examining.
Yeah.
Right? You know, that high school buddy, that high school girlfriend of yours who, you know, you're tight and everything. Well, if you're going God's way and they're not, that person could be a hindrance.
Yes. Amen.
They could still be your best friend or whatever. You are known them since childhood. They could be a hindrance.
Wow. It's certainly something to consider.
Right.
Because, you know, we do have friends. We have family. And if there was a point in our lives where God was speaking to us and we were hearing clearly, we could have allowed someone that came into our lives, or always been there, but we could have allowed them to take precedence over God's voice.
Yeah.
By seeking their advice, seeking their counsel, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, going to them first, telling them your good news and all kinds of things. And God got quiet on you, you know, so he could be saying, once you separate from that person, once you separate from that dependence you have on that mm-hmm. person, then maybe you hear my voice. And then I'll say, look now, you know, and give you what you're asking for, which you think that I don't hear you, but I heard you, but I'm just not answering because you haven't, you know, inclined yourself to listen, you know, by doing what I instructed you to do. So it could be the person, very well be, that we need to, we do need to separate.
We need to look at
people.
It. It could be activity, too.
Yeah, it could be activity.
You know, someone, you know, maybe wants to play golf too much or wants to, you know, do certain things. There's nothing wrong with it itself, but maybe God, but it could be a thing that is blocking you right now.
Yeah, yeah. We certainly have to.
From hearing, from you know, seeing God.
Amen.
And his goodness in your life. Because now, after seeing the herdsmen fighting, now, you know, God told him to look in every direction. He said, all this land is going to be yours.
Amen.
And your seed is going to be like the grains of sand.
Amen.
You can't even number them. Why he didn't tell him that before? Well, Lot was with him.
Right.
Why wasn't the ministry of Elisha and the sons of the prophets not thriving so much, where they now outgrew their space? Well, because you had a guy named Gehazi among you who, you know, wasn't flowing in the same spirit,
right, the same spirit
as the leader.
Amen.
Amen. Praise so we see that. So it's just worth it. Again, no one's trying to say, look at everyone and then make a snap judgment.
Right.
Look at everything and make it. No. But consider. Bring it before God.
Yes.
Ask him, is there anyone? Is there anything in me? Is there anything, any activity I'm engaging in? Is there something that's hindering me from seeing your goodness? Because you said,
right,
that the whole earth will be filled with your glory, with your revealed goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm occupying a space here on earth, and I don't see it.
Right.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Yeah, certainly internal. Start there. And, you know, God would tell us, like, if there's a person or a thing or anything, he's not going to hold that from you. Say, I'm not telling you now. He'll tell you. You really want to know, he'll tell you. So it's always a self-seeking thing first, you know, try to find out what's wrong and then work your way out.
Amen.
And God will help you.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
And once you get it, he'll show you too.
Amen.
Amen. Once we deal with the thing. Amen.
Yes.
So, all right, well, we praise God. Amen. Praise God for the opportunity to come and share one more time.
Amen.
Amen. We pray you're encouraged and inspired, and maybe God has given you something to consider. Amen.
Amen.
And even to bring before him.
Yes.
Amen. Which I think is always the best, because we all have our individual walk with God.
Yeah.
And he'll let us know individually where we are, so that we, in our walk with him, can be going in the right direction. and doing what he desires. So let us all do that. Amen? Amen. So that we can see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. Praise God. So listen, we are going to step aside now, but we praise God for you. We thank God for you. And Amen. We are believing in God's best for your life. Amen. And one thing we do know, amen, is that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And he loves you.
Yeah.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.